T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, this is the first in many, many, many steps. Kind of take us through the process. What happens after this?
Well, what happens after this is the A's do a victory lap, and so does Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf. She called the vote historic earlier today when I spoke with her. She said this was a milestone towards the building of not only a ballpark in the port area, but also some 3,000 to 4,000 units of housing, a 400-room hotel, and an entertainment center. So the next step is, how do you take this sort of idea and make it into a reality? And that is where the A's have to come in. In the coming months, what they have to do is come up with a concrete plan for what's going to go where, how tall it's going to be, exactly how it's going to be configured, and how it's going to be paid for. It's supposedly a privately financed deal, but there's also talk of using some public, state, federal infrastructure money on this. How much is that going to be? That has yet to be determined. So this is it's a start, it's a first step, but it is a long way to the finish line. And interestingly enough, however, the mayor was talking about this being a 4-year process. The A's are talking about it more being like a 1-year process. They'd like the green light finalized by the end of the year, and I'm not sure that then that's going to be a real challenge to me.
Yeah, that's a big difference right there. Were you surprised that the commissioners voted unanimously?
No, Jeff, I wasn't. There were a lot of concerns voiced by the shipping industry, saying that everything from the lights of the ballpark would blind the bar pilots as they bring those massive freighters into the terminal to be unloaded. There were objections by the very powerful Longshoremen's Union, who said that this was going to greatly reduce the future of the port as a viable. The truckers and the shippers, they were upset, saying that this is going to create traffic gridlock. We're already seeing it in other parts of the Bay Area, and that would result in people deciding to ship, let's say, to Tacoma, Washington, Seattle, or Long Beach, use other ports. So on the other hand, though, the mayor and the mayor appoints the port commission. That's her commission. And although they have tenured times, I said going into this, they were going to vote for it for no other reason that they didn't have a reason not to vote for it. Like I said, it's a first step. It's going to have to be finalized by the Bay Area Development and Conservation Group, which is the State Lands Commission, BCDC. All these other groups are going to have to take a look at this, and also the finances. So Dave Cobble, as I talked to him, I congratulated him, A's president. He was out there with a rally with the sports fans. He knows he's got his work cut out for him because there's a lot of unanswered questions. And also for a project of this magnitude, let's be honest, unless everybody's behind it, it can get shaky down the line, especially if it has to go in front of the city council. And that's what this does, too. That's where it's not going to be, the hometown team all the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.